Today is a celebration for a lot of people in light of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on marriage equality, including the Michigan couple at the center of the debate. April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, they and their attorney Dana Nessel, are joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, and has the ruling sunk in for you yet?
Not quite.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't believe it sunk in quite yet.
What does it mean to you? How are you feeling?
We're feeling excited, and it means so much protection for our family when we are able to get married, or when we do get married, and when we're able to second parent adoption our children. So,
do you have a wedding date yet?
This is Jane. No, we do not. Everybody asked. We really haven't had time to plan a wedding. We've got a few kids to tend to.
Were you surprised then by the decision today?
No, I don't think we were surprised. We had hoped all along that this was going to be the decision, but it's kind of hard to plan a wedding and plan book a venue when you're not really sure if you're going to be able to get married.
Well, just to let you know, I do sing at weddings if you need somebody.
Awesome.
Now, this all started because of your kids. You have four of them. Tell us about the kids and what this means to you as a family.
You know, it did start out as a second parent adoption. April has adopted our daughters, and I adopted our sons. And, you know, the protections that we were looking for them was the reason why we started this. We were faced with a very scary incident where we were almost hit by a car. And that really got us to thinking that, you know, what would happen if one of us did die or was incapacitated. And we contacted Dana to do wills and things like that. And Dana basically told us that wasn't going to be enough. So she suggested we do the second parent adoption case, which is how this started, of course. So we did, to protect our kids and each other. Then, of course, it was changed into marriage, and that's how we ended up here. The protections is really, you know, the main thing for our kids that we were shooting for.
Well, you know, everyone talks about this story and usually end with love is love. And even though this was a legal decision, have you had a chance to look at the actual ruling? Can I read you a little bit from there?
Well, fortunately, we did have a chance to read it, but I would love to hear whatever you have to quote from it, because I think it's a magnificent ruling.
No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were. That seems more emotional than legal to me.
Yeah, I think that Justice Kennedy really broke the mold on this opinion. Clearly, this is something that's very meaningful to him, and he hasn't really talked about it a great deal. I hope one day we'll sort of hear the inside story on why LGBT rights are so important to him. But I would say that this is an opinion he's been writing for years, and he certainly did a wonderful job, just an absolutely fabulous job in authoring this opinion. And it does read like poetry.
April and Jane, do you realize you're making history?
We did not set out to make history, but we have definitely made history in the last 4 years, and we're proud and honored to be standing before everybody and to represent so many people who've worked so hard for so long to get marriage equality.
Well, congratulations to both of you, April DeBoer, Jane Rouse, your attorney, Dana Nessel. Thank you for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck. Thank you so much.